Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the world's strongest man, WWE Hall of Famer and a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports. Mark Henry and I get you ready for the Royal Rumble on Saturday. A little prediction talk. Are we going to get some surprises? We'll talk about it on the podcast today. Also, one of the best tag teams right now and somebody who has a message for the Briscoes, FTR. All that right here on the Busted Open Podcast. Man, I cannot wait for the Royal Rumble tomorrow night. Again, the Royal Rumble preview show of myself, Mark Henry, and Ryan McKinnon will air from 9 to noon live, and then we'll repeat it as well during the course of the day right here on Fight Nation leading up to the 2022 Royal Rumble. Mark, we got the men's Royal Rumble match. We got the women's Royal Rumble match. We got Brock and Bobby Lashley. We got Becky and Doudrop. We got Edge and Beth Phoenix against The Miz and Maurice. And we got Roman against Rollins. I mean, that should be one hell of a show tomorrow night on Peacock.
Piper Niven. I'm not going to say Doudrop.
All right.
And also Dave, I have the Mission Wiper Blades. And they are amazing.
Okay. They channel away snow, water, and ice.
You know what? I mean, hopefully we will not have another snowpocalypse here in Texas. But if we do, I'm ready. I'm ready for it. And the other thing is I hope that when we get callers, I hope the callers let us know what they'll be eating while they're watching the Rumble.
All right,
so
yeah.
Keep that in mind, guys.
You got to keep it prepared. Listen, we're getting a big snowstorm here in New Jersey tonight into tomorrow. So I hope everybody stays safe, stays warm. So go out there today. Go get your groceries for tomorrow because, you know, you're going to be snowed in. So you might as well sit back, relax, and watch the Royal Rumble. And, yeah, I agree. I want to hear from the Busted Open Nation today. What do you have prepared for tomorrow night? What's your snack or meal of choice while watching the Royal Rumble? But we got a very busy show as we always do on a Friday, Mark. So let's start talking about where do you want to start? I mean, you know what? Where we'll start? Why don't we start with Becky Lynch and Doudrop? Becky Lynch is your Raw Women's Champion going up against Doudrop. What do you think is going to happen? I'm sorry, Piper Niven. Well, you call her Piper Niven, I call her Doudrop. What do you think is going to happen between those two tomorrow night?
In my heart of hearts, I feel like it's going to be Becky, but I think it would be so awesome to have Piper win that match because, and I will give you my because, I feel like there needs to be a shakeup, and the fan base of WWE needs a bone through at them. They need something new, something different, something that's going to invoke a lot of whoa, a lot of shock. And I think that it would be so good for Piper to be in that position for all the shit that she's gone through. And sometimes you got to give people a little life for putting up with all the being put in a situation of failure from the first thing, being called something that is probably definitely beneath her.
Yeah.
And being in and out of high quality matches where it was the best women's match on the show and all you get is attaboy. Attagirl, there you go, good job. Sometimes you need more than that. And I think that this will be the more than that.
Well, I mean, Mark, I mean, say what you will, win or loss, she's in a main event match against the Raw Women's Champion on one of the biggest pay-per-views with the Royal Rumble. So
yeah,
I think that's extremely significant. The other thing, and we're probably going to say this about another couple of matches that we're going to see tomorrow night at the Rumble. Who do you root for? I mean, Doudrop right now is a heel on Raw. Becky Lynch is a heel right now on Raw. It's so odd for this Raw Women's Championship. And again, you could say this about a couple other matches as well. Two heels in the ring for that championship match on Saturday.
Yeah, and it'll be another way to get the match we really want to see, which is Piper Niven and Bianca Belair. And then you can find a way to get the title back on Bianca Belair, and you can create this dogfight of who's going to be the one that faces Bianca Belair at Mania. Because she's going to have to defend at Mania. I mean, you mean to tell me that you're going to have Bianca Belair, who was in probably one of the most significant WrestleMania matches in WWE history, not defend, not repeat? I mean, it's like you have to think about what's not just good for the moment, but what's good for the brand going forward and what stories you're going
to
tell.
Well, Mark, this is why when we get to the Women's Royal Rumble match, I honestly think that for me, that's the one I'm maybe most curious about. I really think, Mark, and I think it starts with the match we're talking about right now when you're talking about upsets and surprises. I think we're going to see some upsets and surprises. I think when you look at these matches, I think what you would think is going to be the occurrence or what most likely should happen is not what's going to happen on Saturday. I think we're going to see some upsets tomorrow night. I don't necessarily think we're going to see it in that match, but Mark, you just laid it down. You think, you know, Piper Niven is beating Becky Lynch for that Raw Women's Championship on Saturday. That might be one of the biggest upsets of all.
And Becky can enter herself in the Royal Rumble. And then that way you get a guarantee way that you meet up with Bianca.
All right. So you know what? Speaking of Becky Lynch and Doudrop Piper Niven, and you think that there's going to be a change of championship, I don't think there will be. I think Becky's going to retain. It's going to be interesting because they're not putting Becky in a really good situation here. You know, you're pushing Becky as a heel and you're putting her in a Royal Rumble championship match with another heel. So I think the fans are definitely going to be behind Becky tomorrow night. I could be wrong, but I think the fans are going to be behind Becky. But let's get into it. Since you brought it up, Mark, let's dive right in. Let's get into this Women's Royal Rumble match that we're going to see tomorrow night. Now, as far as who's in, as of right now, and I'm sure things are going to change, we're going to get more additions tonight on SmackDown. Here's who we have so far in the Women's Royal Rumble match. All right, Mark? We got Rhea Ripley. All right, here we go. Rhea Ripley, Nikki A.S.H. All right, let me go down each name, and let me respond with, do you think they have a chance to win or not, okay?
All right.
Rhea Ripley.
No.
Nikki A.S.H.
No.
Carmella.
No.
Dana Brooke.
No.
Zelina Vega.
No.
Tamina.
No.
Shotzi Blackheart.
No.
Natalya.
No.
Naomi.
No.
Aaliyah.
Who?
Aaliyah.
No.
Shayna Baszler. First, I guess you answered it by saying who. Shayna Baszler. No, okay. Charlotte Flair is in the Rumble.
Yes.
Okay, so let's write that down because I agree with you. Nikki Bella?
No.
Brie Bella?
No.
Mickey James?
No.
Lita?
No.
Michelle McCool?
No.
Kelly Kelly?
No.
Summer Rae?
No.
Bianca Belair?
Yes.
Yeah. Liv Morgan?
No.
I you know what? Of the names that are officially in the Rumble right now, I 1,000% agree with you, Mark. I think the only two names that I look at on that list to have a possibility of winning the Rumble are Charlotte Flair and Bianca Belair.
So you have to add at least three more.
Yeah.
Who are those three people going to be, Dave?
I'm just looking at it right now.
Who are the other three people that you need to have? We know Becky Lynch is one of them.
Well, maybe. I mean, right now, they officially have 21 entrants in the Rumble now. So that leaves nine more spots that could be of surprise.
So three out of the nine will be a possibility that they could win it. That's what they need to create the kind of buzz. Mm-hmm. And is Beth Phoenix going to enter? Is Maryse going to enter? Like, you know, like you have to have those other side plot stories to help further along the other angles that they're already currently involved in. So I can see a Maryse and Beth Phoenix being put in the Rumble. And Maryse eliminating Beth as Beth eliminates a couple of people. And now she's standing there laughing, ha ha, and then somebody throws her ass out too.
And
it's
and like
it's just a way of making, putting the spotlight on everything else that's going on. That's just good writing.
Yeah. Now, Charlotte Flair is the SmackDown Women's Champion, and she's in the Rumble. So maybe that she could win that Rumble and go after Becky, and we have a unification matchup at WrestleMania. Match placement is going to be very key here at the Royal Rumble. If they start with the Women's Royal Rumble, most likely you won't see Becky because Becky has a match later. Now, if they start with Becky Lynch and Doudrop, you could see one of them being in the Rumble if it's later on. Match placement is going to be key tomorrow night at the Rumble.
I would put Charlotte Flair in first. And then I'd have my second entry be Michelle McCool. You're not enough for me.
Start something up.
And start the shit. Let both of them go face to face and get 3 minutes or 2 minutes or whatever it is. And then 5, 4, and then you bring it down and bring somebody else in to screw it up. But it's like that's the thing about the Rumble that I always liked is sitting down and looking at the whole field and putting things in to make everything mean something. I think it's a lost art.
Yeah.
And
agreed.
Jamie Noble and Fit Finley and Tyson Kidd are guys that have been unbelievable at doing that. And I don't think they'll be any different. I think that one of those agents will have it. And it'll be spectacular like it always is.
And, you know, you're right. I mean, you need to build stories. You need to have feuds that are currently going on play out in the Rumble. And then maybe feuds coming out of the Rumble that are going to bring you to WrestleMania start at the Royal Rumble.
Hey, everyone, this is Lindsay Rhodes. And if you're as excited as I am about NFL Championship Weekend this weekend, you're going to love my podcast, The NFL Roadshow. Once we find out on Sunday which of the final four teams are headed to LA for Super Bowl 56, we will be there to break it all down. coaching, analytics, quarterbacks, secondaries, all of the many layered storylines that go into the game. It's football talk for a smarter football fan with new episodes every Monday and Thursday. So please subscribe to the NFL Roadshow now, wherever you stream your podcasts.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. And one tag team that has been good enough, Mark, to be on this show before, but honestly, after some of the shows that have taken place over the last couple weeks, I am so happy that they have decided to jump on with us again this morning, Mark, and that is Cash Wheeler, Dax Harwood, FTR joins us here on Busted Open. Gentlemen, thanks for joining the show this morning.
Dave, Mark, everybody, thanks for having us on.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. What's that? You got there, Dave.
Dax. What is that on the end of that bar? Is that?
I depend. The beer
on your shelf. No,
it's just so you can do leg raises. I just got it tucked away. Is that what you're looking at?
It just looks weird.
No,
is that what you
I'm
see?
I'm looking at Dax. Dax got a bottle of liquor on the bar.
No. Let me show you. No. Let me show you, Mark. This is how good my wife is. She got me a long time ago a special Bret Hart IPA, and I've never opened it.
The Hop Man.
The Hop
Man. Oh, yeah, that's what that is.
The Hop Man.
Look at you. Look at you giving your wife a shout out. Look at you.
Hey, she's the best, man. I know what you're doing. She got me that sharpshooter sign right there in the back, too. She's the best.
Well, I mean, you may have a great wife, but, I mean, when you're talking about wives, my wife, Violetta, she got me some Trooper beer for this weekend, some Stone Cold Steve Austin Broken Skull IPA, and then this crazy beer that I never had before called Combat Spandex with the Iron Sheik and Hulk Hogan on the can. So I'm ready. Plus, wow. Plus, who knows? If things go well, I might have some pierogi, whoop, Mark, whoop. This weekend.
Dave, is that from that a new beer or is that a collector's item, like an older?
This is from a new beer. 2010.
This is a new beer. You can get it right now. This is new. Yep.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if she got it for this weekend, I was going to say don't drink it if it's a collector's item. But if it's new, that's awesome. I haven't seen those.
Listen, one of the things I have a definite problem with in my life, if I get an action figure, I'm opening up the package. If you give me a beer, I'm drinking it. So,
hell yeah, I'm right there with you.
Where's the problem?
No, don't drink it. It was $1,000.
You said you have a problem, but I've yet to hear.
Yeah. No, there's no exactly.
No problem over there.
No problem over here. Well, speaking, and I just said that this is perfect timing because I don't know if you saw it, either if you heard it here on Busted Open or may have seen it on social media, but we had the Briscoes on, and they said a couple of things about you guys. If you don't mind, can I play you the audio from when the Briscoes were on with us here on Busted Open? You guys ready?
If I can understand their dialect, yeah,
true,
sure.
True.
By all means.
Go ahead, Gabby.
Hey, that's the thing, man. If it does happen, when and if, everybody else going to have to take a back seat. That's just going to be the way it is. I mean, once we get in there, y'all know what we're going to do. So, I mean, once they see we do us and FTR and we whoop their ass that quick, they ain't going to have no choice but to put us on regularly on their television program because the style that we are going to bring is something like they ain't never seen before. You know, we're coming out there and we're going to fight. Guns blazing. We've been doing it 22 years now. Really? 22 years in May, and we ain't slowed down yet. If anything, we just grinding harder.
You know, we ain't looking to lock up and do a headlock. We're looking to punch you in the face.
All right. What do you think, guys? What do you think of what the Briscoes had to say here on Busted Open?
They talk a big talk. They always have.
I mean, so for me, they said that they're going to bring a style that, you know, the wrestling world has never seen. But the thing is they're just like everybody else in professional wrestling now. All the same guys we see, all the same guys we wrestle. They're fake-ass tough guys with a big talk, but they're going to go out, and when they get the opportunity, they'll just do the same gymnast routine that every other wrestler does in the world today. I mean, it's nothing new for us. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen it. We've seen them all. We've shown up to Ring of Honor. We did their deal. We came there for free, I mean, on our own dime. But, like, you know, there's a difference between being able to talk a real game and play with outlaw mud show wrestlers and actually in real life being willing and being able to throw fists. And I'm not saying that we're the toughest guys in the world, but I promise to God right now, again, as he's watching over me, there ain't two guys. We may not be the biggest guys in the world, but there ain't
I've
two guys.
I've seen you drop the hammer before.
Yeah,
I've seen you drop the hammer before.
I don't know who they think they're talking to. We're not the Young Bucks. You know, we've been in an actual fist fight before, and we've done it a lot. Like Dak said, we might not be the toughest, but we're sure as hell going to throw a fist when the time comes. We've shown up once for free to Ring of Honor, face-to-face, and we threw fists. And what was your retaliation? What did you do in return? You posted a Twitter video. You kept saying, when and where? When and where? And then you responded with a Twitter video. So I guess it's going to be a Twitter 30 on the farm. That's how you're going to retaliate. We're not going to show up for free again. If you want to fight, you know where to find us. So show up, get paid, and get your ass whooped.
And the thing is too, I take it very personally. I mean, professional wrestling, there's God, my family, and professional wrestling. And I take professional wrestling very, very seriously, and I take our legacy very seriously. So if there's a team that's going to claim, just like the Young Bucks, they gave us their one shot that we never heard from again. But if there's a team that's going to claim that they're the best tag team in the world, man, you gotta step up to the plate. And that really bothers me personally, not business wise, personally. So you know, show me something different. And what are you gonna do? The Young Bucks? I mean, excuse me, are the Briscoes gonna tell me they're former PCW tag team champions, former ICWF tag team champions? They're Outlaw Mud Show guys. They're small little indie guys. The proof is back here. I mean, you know, all the mainstream tag team championships FTR has held, the only tag team to do that. So I mean, we beat your ass. We've had more accomplishment than you have. So you know, what else is there to say? There's nothing else left to say.
Yeah, we've done our work for free. We've given you our charity work. Now it's time for you to come to us and earn your keep.
Are they in a way kind of using you guys? Obviously, there's some changes in the landscape of pro wrestling, some changes with them. Are they kind of using you guys as their opening to try to be a part of AEW?
You know what? I don't even know if they're trying to use us as an opening to get into AEW, but I think that they use us just like every other wrestler and every other promoter in the world uses us. They know that when they bring us in, or they involve us, they're going to get the best tag team match in the world. They're going to get the best tag team in the world. And we always have people talking, good or bad. You know, they always are talking about FTR, whether you want to say we're boring and slapping on too many chin locks, or you say we're the most aggressive tag team in the world and the most believable tag team in the world. They're latching on to our name just to get people talking. I don't know if they want a job with AEW or not, but, you know, latching on to us so you can take care of your family. I guess I can't be too mad at that, but man, jump off my coattails and make your own.
Yeah, just like Dak said, we have people that either love us and they think that we are the second coming and that we are the greatest tag team in the world today, or you have the people that think we're too short, we're too out of shape, we're too boring. Either way, somehow, some way, these boring, short, out of shape guys have kept your attention for the better part of 7 years. And not only have we kept your attention, we've earned a reputation. We've set a legacy in place where you got guys like Ricky Morton telling us we're the greatest tag team on the planet, where you have guys like Edge and Stone Cold and these people that tell you guys, you are the best tag team on the planet today. That is what we bring to the table. So yeah, maybe they're using us. Maybe they want to get into the ring with us so they can elevate their game, because everybody that does elevates their game. That's just a fact. No one who's ever stepped in the ring with us has come out worse for it. And maybe they want that. Maybe they need to reprove themselves now, because the landscape has changed and there's a lot out there. There's a lot of options. But they got to reprove themselves, because they've been doing this 22 years, as Chicken said. So do something now. Now is the time to reinvent yourself. If you're going to bring something that the world's never seen before, prove that. Prove that to us. Don't go out there and do everything that everybody else does. Show something different.
22 years, and they still haven't reached the status of us, and we've teamed for 8 years. I mean, come on. What does that tell you? And while they're making Twitter videos, I'm texting with Bret Hart, who's telling us how great we are every week. So, you know, who's doing the right thing here?
I hear you.
Give me here, and then I'll.
I want to talk about. There's a lot going on, but I want to dive into what's going to be taking place tonight on Rampage. Lee Johnson and Brock Anderson, you guys are going up there. I mean, you know, the four of you in the ring, but also who's going to be outside the ring for that match tonight. What can you tell us about what we're going to see on Rampage on TNT tonight?
This is my opinion. I mean, obviously it's kind of a dream scenario for Cash and I. I mean, outside of Dennis Condra and Bobby Eaton, I think Arn and Tully are the greatest tag team of all time. Yep. So one, having Tully with us every single week is a dream come true. But two, having those two polarizing figures on the opposite sides of the ring for the first time in, you know, 30 something years, that's pretty polarizing to me as well. But, you know, growing up, and I'm watching him right now on television, Arn was one of my favorites. He was my dad's favorite. That's how me and my dad kept a relationship, was through professional wrestling and through our love, I guess, of Arn Anderson. So having him out there is pretty cool with me, but also I can show off to him and show him that what his son could be and what his son should be. Okay. We're going to take those two guys, and it's almost cliche, but, you know, Lee Johnson, an incredible athlete, got a bright future ahead of him. Brock as well. He has the genes to have a bright future, but as cliche as it is, we're going to give him a lesson in tag team wrestling.
Yeah. Dax touched on it a little bit. What I was going to say, like, it's no secret how much we respect the history of wrestling, especially tag team wrestling. It's no secret how much we respect Arn and Tully. So for as cool as that is for us, how competitive, you know, us, as being, you know, how competitive we are, that every time that somebody says that a team's better than us or that we couldn't do this, we puff our chest up a little bit, and that pisses us off. So we're going to have Arn and Tully on the outside against Arn's son, who he's going to show his favoritism to. And then you got Lee, who is, like you said, a future of wrestling. So how competitive do you think we're going to be there? How much of a chip is going to be on our shoulder to prove something here that we are always going to be the best. So you have guys like that that we respect so much on the outside, and you have guys like us who operate best when we're pissed off and we're competitive. That's what you're going to get tonight.
Dax, you downplayed it, you know, about the people saying y'all are boring and putting a headlock or wrist lock. Y'all are not.
Yeah, we just did downplay doing that. They say that a
sake,
lot.
Just for the sake of doing it. You're doing that for the sake of tenderizing them, setting them up, putting them in a position for their failure. And I that's what I love about y'all is you could take something as basic as a lockup and use that to your advantage to take a stronghold over your opponent.
Like, be careful. Don't speak rationally to him. Don't rationalize it to him because you're going to get our heat.
You know what?
Mark.
I just told Dave before y'all came on, like, I don't want to get heat from the fans, but I'm going to tell you, man, like, when it comes to my passion, then I'll fight. I'll defend my passion. And pro wrestling is my passion. And to see you guys wrestle, and we talk about this all the time. I remember, you know, before y'all came to AEW, Dax came up and said, "Did you watch our match?" And I was like, "No, man, I was going over something, but I heard it." And like, without seeing, there were about three times where there was and I knew what it was. There was a time when you could hear a rumbling like that. I knew that it was about to make the tag, and then somebody leapfrogged somebody, turned them and pulled them back, and y'all, son of a bitch. Like I don't have to see it. And blind people,
Mark,
love y'all work.
I bet Mark.
A blind person. Could love y'all.
Mark, that's it. That is the beauty of tag team wrestling. First, I'm going to go back to your lockup thing. The lockup is my favorite, absolute favorite part of the match, and I bring every bit of intensity I can muster up from the bottom of my big toe to the top of my head for my lockups. And Cash is the same thing.
Another lockup with Ricky Morton on Saturday.
Yeah. I'm not going to take it back for a 65-year-old. But because that's when we hook them. Well, that's when we hook the fans. They're either going to decide to believe in it or not believe in it as soon as I lock up with them. And man, like you were saying about the tags, when the fans thought they saw it coming, we took it away. That's one thing. I don't know what happened or when it happened, but that's what they got lost in tag team wrestling. It became the thing for you know, your quote unquote heels, if that's even a thing. It's you're either are or you aren't in real life, but your heels decided it, you know, in their portion of the match, they were just going to do their moves. And then when their moves were done, they were going to do the tag. They were going to get to the tag. But man, when you get to the point where you can give these fans some hope and believe in that their hero is going to make this tag and you take it away from them without having to do moves, without having to do these crazy ass moves, that's the best feeling in the world. That is the best feeling in the world when the people really believe, because when we first started, that's what we did. We listened to the fans, and we heard the fans say, oh, here comes the hot tag, and we would take it away, even if that was the quote-unquote hot tag, because we wanted to fool them. And that's the beauty of tag team wrestling, is being able to fool these fans so they don't know what's coming. And then when that tag happens, they have a genuine emotional reaction to these baby faces who they love and want to see beat our ass. Oh, God, Mark, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I'll go just to expound on what Dak said a little bit there. Like those fans that said that, I remember a specific instance where we were working with Enzo and Cass, and there were these fans that would sit ringside. And this is on one of the small, what they call the coconut loops, like a small NXT show, probably 150, 200 people at the time. So like when there was heat going on, or there was a moment of focus, you could hear everything. And like when Enzo got cut off, you would hear some, oh no, Enzo's in trouble. And then they would say, oh no, here comes the hot tag. So you could hear them like thinking they knew exactly where it was going. And we made a decision like, hey, let's swerve them next time. They think they know where it's going. So let's take them on the ride. Let's take it to a left instead of a right and see what we can do. And from that moment forward, we just made it a point to always focus on building to that tag and leading them to where they think they know where it's going, and then bam, take it away at the right time. So where, like, to Mark, to your point, where you don't have to watch it to know, you can hear that the people are invested in it now because you got them. They don't know. They can't guess. They can't play along anymore. Now they're having to really pay attention, and they're invested in it. And we didn't have to do 17 Canadian destroyers back and forth where you can both super kick each other, and then we fall down, and then somebody gets rolled up for a finish. Don't have to.
Ask the world of wrestling. You can ask the world of wrestling how many tag teams do that. And I guarantee you they're going to say, FTR. That's about it. And
even if they don't
want to
admit it.
Well, some people not going to admit it because of pride. But comes to people like me, and I'm sitting next to Jake Roberts in the breezeway because we wanted to watch y'all work.
Right now. Don't give me goosebumps right now, Mark.
I got them too. We wanted to watch y'all in the arena, not in the back at the monitor. And we sitting there looking, and Jake was like, man, reminds me of 83, man. It's like ain't nothing changed. And you should be honored and proud of that, because the Briscoes, you can go back to the Dudleys, Edge and Christian. You can go right now to the Bucks. You can go to all of these tag teams that everybody hold in such a high regard. Those teams benefit from having you across from them, because it makes me as a fan, I don't give a damn about if the title is on the line or nothing. If y'all are across the ring, they are in jeopardy. Everybody knows that they can be beat, they can be hurt, and minimally, they're going to get made to look bad. They're going to get made to be outclassed. We're going to do stuff. Y'all work so good together with cutting people off and doing a double maneuver in your side. When you cut the ring off, nobody cuts the damn ring off no more.
Don't have to.
I can sit here and name a thousand things that I watch, little tiny idiosyncrasies about the way y'all work. And don't think I haven't said nothing about it. I sat with Dax in Philadelphia. And it was Philly. And I said, look, this is what I propose. I mean, I don't make the decisions. But I got y'all back, man. Like, I love watching y'all work. I'm a fan first. And then I work for the company. I can always cease to work for the company. But I can't never cease to love wrestling. Until they put my ass in the dirt, like, that's going to be my thing. And I love y'all. I'm a fan first, and then I'm going to tell you, like, I want to see y'all with the Briscoes, because now it puts them in a place where they got to back up the shit they talked. So don't ixnay them. Don't downplay them. Say, look, bring your ass over here.
Yeah,
I wrestled. Y'all said you wrestled them for free. Come on, repay the favor. Come repay the favor.
Yeah.
And this is to the Briscoes. Print it. Take a picture. Tweet it. Whatever you want to do. Briscoes, I want to see you wrestle FTR.
All right, Mark, let me ask you a question. Because you just mentioned FTR and the Briscoes. Obviously, that match benefits the Briscoes a lot because it's high profile. It's put the spotlight on them. FTR is a part of AEW. How does it benefit FTR by getting into the ring with the Briscoes?
If you don't mind, I'd like to answer.
Valid.
I've got I've got the exact answer, Dave. Again, going back, professional wrestling, aside from God, my wife and daughter, And Cash too, who I love.
I got wrestling, so
yeah. Professional wrestling is my love, and I hate to use the word passion because God, everybody uses it. They don't even know what it means. But I'll tell you, I know what passion is because professional wrestling is running through my blood every single day. And I'd be damned if I'm lying because I'm watching it right now. But what it does to us or what this match would mean for us, again, for our legacy. We would be the only tag team in the history of professional wrestling to face the greatest tag teams of a generation and multiple generations too. I mean, there's no other tag team that has faced maybe the greatest of all time, New Day. There's no other tag team that has faced this caliber of talent, New Day, Usos, who might go down as the greatest of all time, the Good Brothers, Proud and Powerful, the Young Bucks, Rock and Roll Express, the Hardy Boys.
Alpha, DIY.
American Alpha, DIY. And then, you know, people, whatever we do feel personally about the Briscoes and their style and how indie-rific they might be, the people do consider them to be one of the greatest tag teams of all time. So to put them on that list and say, look, we wrestled tag teams from Rock and Roll Express and had a had a hell of a match with Rock and Roll Express all the way down to the Briscoes. There ain't a tag team that can do the shit we can do. And I say that with all the humility I can muster up from my gut. There ain't a tag team that can do the shit that we can do. And if we can do it with Rock and Roll Express all the way down to the greatest tag teams and put the Briscoe as the other bookend, we will go down as the greatest tag team ever.
Yeah. We're legacy chasers. That's what's important to us. We're legacy chasers at this point. Like, we're getting our money and that's cool, but we want more than anything to leave a legacy that nobody can ever argue with and say, man, those guys maybe were second best. No, we want to be the best, and there's nobody that can stand in our way of that. So if it is a team like the Briscoes, who's held in high regard, if it is a team like the Bucks, that's held in high regard, if it is Rock and Roll, it doesn't matter who it is. If there's somebody that is held to a certain standard, we want to face that team. And Briscoes fall in that category because they're really highly – I hold them in high regard. As much as I want to knock them out, I hold them in high regard. So for us, that's what we get out of it. We're legacy chasing.
And real quick, to go back to what he said as far as legacy chasing, the money is great. The money is good. The money is fun. Both of us are educated. Both of us have multiple houses that are paid off. Both of us, we have the shit that we need. We could quit if we wanted to, but we don't want to quit because we love it too much. And that's the reason we come into work every Wednesday, not always in the best mood because we don't have the best shit for ourselves. And we always want the best shit and we want to produce the best. So,
that's Cash Wheeler, Dax Harwood, again, the match tonight, Lee Johnson and Brock Anderson tonight on AEW Rampage, TNT, 10 p.m. Eastern time. We'll let you get back to preparing for tonight. Dax, it looked like you're, I don't know, it was quick. I'm saying NWA circa 1987. I could be wrong.
Oh, on the television, no, you are wrong. That is my usual. Right now, it's Flair and Steve Austin against Sting and Ricky Steamboat, 1994, Saturday night.
Damn, I was a year off. Almost had it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate thank you, guys. You
Mark. Love you, Mark.
Love y'all, too.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.